That one's inside. Three balls and no strikes. Three straight, and the dugout for the Padres less than thrilled with the strike zone of Ramon De Jesus. Ball was in. 3-0, automatic take here. We'll find out. 3-0 is a strike. Just did clip the corner, and it's 3-1. Fastball at 94. Monasterio has his at-bat activated. The stretch in 3-1. Way outside. That's ball four. The bases are loaded. Back-to-back. Orthopedic Associates of Wisconsin walks. There is a difference. And now you'll see Rowdy Tellez come off the bench and hit for Tyrone Taylor. Before he hits, 10 seconds. Station ID on the Brewers Radio Network.
98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, Wisconsin. The Park Falls Community Broadcasting Corporation. 98Q Country.
Fans getting to their feet as Ruben Niebla, the pitching coach, out to chat with Steven Wilson. Rowdy Tellez, 2-for-4 in the opener of the series, including his first home run since May 22nd. He's got 13 homers on the season. Right now, the Brewers would be very content with a base hit to the outfield to tie the game. The entire infield in that conversation as Tellez hits with Canna, Terang, and Monasterio on the base pads. Bases loaded. Only one out. The Brewers with just one hit since the first inning. It was Canna's single to get this rally started with one out. Tellez is a pinch hitter this year. Is 1-for-9. Faces Steven Wilson. Here's the stretch. First pitch coming. And it's low and in the dirt, knocked down by Sanchez. One ball and no strikes. Can't feel that sweeper right now, Steven Wilson. Tellez has faced Wilson twice. He's 1-for-2 against him. One-oh pitch is outside. Two balls and no strikes. Tried the fastball. And now Tellez is in the driver's seat. Two-oh coming. Inside corner for a strike with a sweeper. Sanchez was set up on the outer part of the plate, reached back across his body, and got the strike call. It was a strike. Didn't look good, but it was a strike. 2-1 on Tellez. Wilson at the belt, the pitch. Swinging a drive down the right field line. It is off the wall. One run in. Here comes Terang. We're tied 4-4. A two-run pinch-hit double off the bat of Rowdy Tellez. Joey Weimer will come in and run for Tellez. Wilson tried to get Rowdy out in front of a changeup, and he threw it right into his barrel. Good pinch-hit appearance from Rowdy, to say the least. Another $75 for the Mac Fund. That's courtesy of West Bend, the Silver Lining. And the walks come back to hurt finally against the Padres. 4-4 is our score. The infield comes up. Christian Yelich is the hitter, and he will not get a chance to hit. The Padres will walk him intentionally to load the bases for William Contreras. The second walk of the game for Yelich. Contreras was not quite ready, and he is going to use his timeout. He had just taken his gear off. So he uses his timeout before the at-bat even starts. Bases loaded for William Contreras. Still only one out. Infield plays back. Great speed on the bases all the way around. Wilson, the stretch and pitch. Outside with a breaking ball. 1-0. Contreras 0-2 in his career against Wilson. Wants a new baseball. Gets one from Ramon DeJesus, the home plate umpire. Contreras back in the first. Hit one 450 feet. That was for his 14th home run. Chance to give the Brewers their first lead. 1-0 pitch. Down and away. Laid off the breaking ball. It's 2-0. Abner Uribe, the only pitcher loosening in the Brewers' pen at the moment, as Nick Martinez begins to play catch for San Diego a second time. 2-0. Put it on a tee. The pitch is outside. It's 3-0. The walks are finally starting to catch up to the Padres. Four of them in the third inning. The Brewers only got one out of it. Two in this inning. One intentional. Three total. See if Contreras stands there like a statue. Three balls, no strikes. Wilson throws home. And it's a strike. And Contreras faked like he was swinging. I think he was taken all the way. At bat is ready. Three balls, one strike on Contreras. Wilson again at the belt. Kicks and throws. And a strike on the outside corner with a breaking ball. And it's 3-2 on Contreras. So from 3-0 to 3-2. Amazing speed on the base paths. The stretch by Wilson. Here's the payoff. Popped him up. Shallow right. Tatis coming on. The second baseman batting. It's Tatis who makes the catch. And Monasterio cannot tag. If Batten makes that play, Monasterio has an opportunity to tag up and give the Brewers the lead. Instead, Tatis made the catch. Essentially took it out of Batten's glove. And because of that, Monasterio had to hold a third base in a basket-style catch for Tatis. That had disaster written all over it for the Padres defensively, even for the runners on the base paths. Well, Santana's the hitter. Two outs, bases remain loaded after the pop-up to shallow right from Contreras. First one to Santana. Outside with a breaking ball.
Santana's been a great hitter with the bases loaded over the course of his career. A 324 average and five career grand slams.
1-0, they play him to pull. Wilson throws. Swing and a miss. Fastball to 94. Santana was not going to swing for an easy base hit right there. He was looking to do damage. 17 pitches in the inning for Wilson in relief. Only seven strikes. 1-1. Up high. Two balls and one strike. Inability to throw his breaking ball for a strike, too. That's a big part of it. Only two of his nine breaking balls have been strikes. 2-1 pitch. It is inside. Sanchez was moving all over the place behind the plate. It was a close pitch, but because he was moving so much, no way that was going to be called a strike. It's 3-1 on Carlos Santana's. Monasterio's dancing all over the third base line. Nobody's close to him. 3-1 to Santana. The pitch from Wilson. High. 4, and the Brewers lead. Another bases loaded walk to force and a run for Milwaukee. First lead of the ball game. Here comes Bob Melvin. And Wilson, who's been so great in these situations, doesn't get the job done today. Another pitching change. U.S. Cellular call to the bullpen has been made. U.S. Cellular proud to support the Brewers. They want you to enjoy the game, so cheer first and scroll later. U.S. Cellular built for us. Sal Frelick coming up against Nick Martinez. Brewers have a 5-4 lead on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Blaine's Farm and Fleet's Labor Day sale is going on now, featuring unbeatable deals on fall essentials for your home, work, and vehicles. Like 20% off Carhartt denim pants for the family, assorted KT designer welding helmets, $69.99. All Fram oil filters start at $5.49, $2 off Robic septic tank treatment. Plus, when your car's in the shop, get 10% off in-store purchases with $100 spent on tire and auto service. See store for details. Tires and batteries, trust and care. A Blaine's Farm and Fleet promise since 1955.
Calling all cocktail enthusiasts. Put down those shakers and enjoy the convenience of Carb Bliss, the premium, handcrafted, ready-to-drink cocktail. Carb Bliss's all-new cocktail collection brings four flavors to tantalize your taste buds. Moscow Mule, Mojito, Strawberry Margarita, and Paloma. Experience every flavor of the cocktail collection variety pack now at retailers near you. Elevate your drinking experience with zero carbs, zero sugar, 100 calories, and full flavor. Carb Bliss. Find your bliss.
Chemical and Industrial Engineering is now offered at Concordia University, so you can have it all. An exceptional hands-on learning experience and a full campus life. Be an athlete, a musician, or a worship leader while earning your high-demand engineering degree. In just 4 years, you'll be out there building a better world. Get started today. Visit cuw.edu/engineering. Concordia University, developing students to be ready to step out into the world and make an uncommon impact since 1881.
Well, Stephen Wilson only gets one out. Ended up facing five hitters, walked three, one of them intentional. And Nick Martinez inherits the bases loaded and two outs for Sal Frelick. Brewers with a 5-4 lead in the sixth, still looking for more. The pitch, line drive left field, down and into the corner. A chance to score all three, two for sure. Santana scores, Frelick's into second with a double. And the Brewers with another huge inning in the sixth. It's a five spot. Perfect piece of hitting from Sal Frelick. He drives in two more. First pitch, curveball, went right with it down the left field line. Three straight games with a five-run inning in this series against the San Diego Padres. Here's Willie Adames, 10th man to hit in the inning. Martinez throws home. Popped him up, foul, and out of play. Another $75 for the Mac Fund, courtesy of West Bend, the Silver Lining. Thanks to that double by Sal Frelick. Just the third hit of the inning. Cashed it in for five runs. 0-1 is low from Martinez. Still the Woodman's Food Market's home run inning. Brewers have been hitting for a long time. No homers. Just like yesterday, put up five runs. That was in the fifth inning without the benefit of a homer. A
lot of chances.
1-1 pitch. Swing and a miss. Adames certainly tried for Crystal Rosinski with that swing on the fastball in the inner part of the plate. Santana and Frelick the runners. Martinez throws home. And the changeup missed down. And it's a two ball and two strike count.
Jeff, the Brewers have played 23 games, including this one, in the month of August. They've now scored five or more runs in 14 of those contests.
Weather heating up. Bats heating up for the Brewers right at the right time. 2-2 pitch. And it's low. Three balls and two strikes. Well, this Padres pitching staff has just fallen apart with command. Five walks by Walker, three by Wilson, eight in the game. Martinez the stretch. Payoff coming to Willie Adames. And he walked him. Didn't chase the changeup. So they're loaded again. That's the fifth walk of the inning for San Diego's pitching staff. Again, one was intentional. That was Yelich in the sixth. And here's Mark Canna. Add on as much as you can. 7-4, bottom of the sixth inning. And what an effort by Bryce Wilson today. He's in line for a win. Pitch to Canna, who started all this with one out with a base hit. Change up is up, and it's 1-0. Seven runs on six hits for the Brewers. One and oh on Canna. Martinez to the plate. Popped him up. Foul territory, third base side. Sanchez giving it a look. Out of play just above the camera well. Third base side near the on deck circle for San Diego. One and one on Mark Canna. Facing Martinez for the ninth time. He's 2-for-8 against him. Canna, the 11th man to hit in this inning. Brewers sent 11 to the plate in the fifth yesterday. That was started by Canna. That's low and in. Knocked down by Sanchez. And you start to feel bad for Gary Sanchez. He has been behind the plate this entire inning. He's getting close to catching 50 pitches in the inning. And not a lot of strikes. And Martinez steps off. That's a disengagement. That's number one. Two and one on Mark Canna. Bases full of Brewers. And the 2-1 pitch. Down and away. 3-1. Just nothing working for Nick Martinez. 2 little quick math between Walker and Wilson. That was 33 pitches. Martinez about ready to throw his 12th, and Canna will use his timeout. So that's 45 pitches to get two outs so far. Three and one on Canna. Martinez kicks and throws. Got a strike at the knees with a fastball, and it's 3-2. The runners will go. Santana from third, Frelick from second, and Adames from first base. A long bottom of the sixth, Abner Uribe by himself in the bullpen. Three-two coming. Line drive, shallow left, base hit. Two runs score, streaking for third, Adames. Put another quarter in the merry-go-round. A seven-run sixth inning for the Brewers. Canna's 2-for-2 in the inning. Not hard hit, but perfectly placed. As Ruben Niebla is out again to talk to one of his pitchers. He is wearing out that path between the dugout and the pitcher's mound in this sixth inning. Great at-bats all inning long for the Brewers. Walks, putting the ball in play. From down 4-2 to hang in a seventh spot in the sixth. They now lead 9-4. And Bryce Terang hits with runners on the corners. And you might see Abner Uribe sit down and get a different arm up.
And don't get lost in the grand scheme of everything that's going on right now, the four huge innings from Bryce Wilson in this game.
He was huge today. Gave up just two hits in those four innings and walked one. Terang takes strike one. And I think Ramon De Jesus is starting to get along in the tooth behind the plate, expanding that zone. Seven run inning against three different Padres pitchers. Walker started. Wilson in the middle. He's got a big number. Four runs allowed in just a third of an inning. And the pitch hit foul. Seven run inning. Matching the season high for any one frame for the Brewers this season. Done it two other times. Cosgrove starts to play catch in the pen for San Diego. 0-2 to Terang. Strike three called, and Terang knew it. And the inning comes to a close. The Brewers send 12 to the plate. Score seven times. We head to the seventh inning. A 9-4 Brewers lead on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Life's better with a home policy from American Family Insurance, because you'll feel protected no matter how the wind blows. Also, you can keep enjoying the home of your dreams. And our expert agents can help you save up to 23% when you bundle home with auto. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. American Family Insurance. Get a quote? Find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
At U.S. Cellular, we believe in having healthy relationships with our phones so we can have better relationships with each other. Introducing Us Mode, a way to set your phone for less distraction and deeper connection. So dinner can sound less like this and more like this.
What'd you learn today?
The sauropod was the tallest dinosaur ever.
Whoa.
Visit U.S. Cellular in-store or online, and we'll help set your phone to Us Mode, even if you're not a customer. U.S. Cellular, the 5G network built for us. See uscellular.com for details.
What's on Tap brought to you by Miller Lite, the original light beer. Rooting for the Brew Crew because we're from Milwaukee, too. It's Miller time. Dish the Monday blues with Miller High Life Mondays. For select Monday home games, grab $6 Terrace Reserve and $12 Loge Bleacher tickets, courtesy of Miller High Life. Get your $6 seats today at brewers.com/highlife. Milwaukee Brewers Baseball and Miller Lite.
Every home run, stolen base, and strikeout.
He struck him out swinging.
On the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
On the base paths, not a single home run, but you'll take the seven runs, no doubt about that. 9-4 Brewers, another five-run inning. It's their third consecutive game with five or more runs in a given inning, and the Brewers will go to the bullpen. Abner Uribe takes over on the mound. Joey Weimer comes in and plays in center. Sal Frelick moves to right. And for other wonderful tidbits, here's Lane Grindle.
Go catch your breath for a second after that.
No, we have plenty of time.
Lengthy bottom of the sixth.
So many walks.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, you had time to catch your breath with all the bases on balls. Here's Abner Uribe, and the first pitch to Grisham is in there for a strike. It's 0-1.
I might refill my water, though.
Yeah, that's a good call. You've earned that. And then some. Uribe looks in, the 0-1 to Grisham, and it hit him. Uribe with a slider trying to get it in on that back foot, and it got a piece of Grisham, so he will reach here. And leadoff man aboard yet again for the Padres, but Brewers with a 9-4 lead. And Brewers probably would have considered sitting Uribe down and trying to get somebody else up, but he'd already gotten himself hot. And so no harm in bringing him in here in the seventh. Let him pitch this inning and If the Brewers can maintain this five-run advantage, you can stay away from Piamps and Williams, potentially, as this pitch misses up and in to Matthew Batten, and it's 1-0. Today's attendance is sponsored by the Olivus Research Program Wisconsin. The attendance today, 36,528 at American Family Field. Uribe looks in, and the 1-0 pitch to Batten. Missed up and in with a sinker. Gets away from Contreras, and moving up 90 feet goes Grisham. It truly takes all of us to define causes of illnesses and become a better, healthier planet. Help the cause today and visit joinallofus.org. It is a wild pitch. Charged to Uribe, and a 2-0 count here at the plate to Batten. And Chris Hook is going to come out and chat with his young right-hander. Uribe's been so brilliant over the course of this season, but little bit sloppy with the command to start up this seventh inning, and with the five-run lead, Brewers don't want to mess around with it too much. So Chris Hook out there chatting with the 21-year-old right-hander. Pitched on Friday against these Padres. Worked a scoreless seventh, a couple of hits and three strikeouts in that seventh inning. Brewers with a seven-run bottom of the sixth and just totally flipped this game upside down on the Padres. Conference on the mound is over. And now Uribe will go to work against Batten with a two-ball, no-strike count. Grisham gets his lead from second. Uribe kicks and brings home the pitch. And he missed up and in with a sinker. And it goes to 3-0. Batten is homered in this game. He's 1-for-2 this afternoon. Uribe looks back at second base in the 3-0 pitch. And that's right in there for a strike. It's 3-1. Batten was getting ready to toss the bat. He thought it was ball four. Maybe thought it was a touch inside, but looked like a strike from here. And Uribe will try to battle back in this count. 3-1 pitch. And he missed way inside. Batten will work the walk. So a hit batter. And now a walk, and not the way the Brewers wanted to start this seventh inning with that five-run advantage. So first and second now, and it turns over to the top of this Padres lineup. Kim comes to the plate. He's 0-for-8 in this series. 0-for-2 today. Walked and scored a run back in the first. Uribe looks in. And the pitch missed way outside of the slider, and it's 1-0. Eight pitches so far for Abner, and just two strikes as Hobie Milner getting loose in the Brewers' bullpen. 1-0 delivery, and that slider missed outside. Two balls and no strikes, and you can tell this is not the same Abner Uribe that the Brewers have seen for the majority of his 18 previous outings. 2-0 pitch, and that's up and in. Heard Kim yell as he spun out of the way. A little bit of chin music there. It's 3-0 on Ha-Sung Kim. Uribe just really fighting his command here. And we have not seen that much from him this year. 3-0 pitch. There's a strike, and it's 3-1. This was a concern at times over the last couple of years for Abner coming up through the Brewers minor leagues was command, but the command's been good in the big leagues for the most part. 3-1 pitch, and there's another strike, and it's 3-2. Taking just a little bit off that sinker on back-to-back pitches at 98. And now he's got a full count and a big pitch coming right here to Ha-Sung Kim. Uribe looks in, has the sign from Contreras, and brings home the 3-2 pitch. And he missed high with a sinking fastball. And it's another walk, so base is loaded now. A hit batter and two walks for Abner. And a little bit of a mess. Brewers have some margin for error, up 5, 9-4. But nobody out. The Padres are thinking big inning now here in the top of the seventh. And now they got their guys coming to the plate. Tatis, Soto, and Machado. The next three up in the order, in that order. So don't go anywhere. Brewers feeling good with a 9-4 advantage, but going to take some big pitches here. Uribe, first pitch strike to Tatis. And it's 0-1. 0-3 today for Tatis Jr. 3-11 in this series. Here's the 0-1. And it goes back to the backstop. Contreras gets it, but racing down the line and scoring is Grisham before he can try to toss it to Uribe. So another wild pitch. Everybody moves up 90 feet. It's a 9-5 game now. And a one ball, one strike count on Tatis Jr. at the plate. With runners at second and third. So a couple of wild pitches in the inning as well on Uribe. So Batten is at third. Kim is at second. Here's the 1-1 to Tatis. And he missed inside with a sinker. And it's 2-1. Got the left-handed hitting Soto in the on-deck circle, followed by some righties again, but it might not even be as much about the matchups as just going to the bullpen for Craig Counsell, depending on what happens here. 2-1 pitch. Missed outside. And it's 3-1 on Tatis. Just 5 strikes thrown out of 17 total pitches for Uribe here in the 7th. It has been a grind. Three-one pitch, missed up and in, gets away. It'll go all the way back to the backstop. Batten races down the line and scores. It's a 9-6 ball game, and Kim ends up at third. Another wild pitch, charged to Uribe, and it'll be a walk to Tatis on top of it. And so now runners on the corners. It's just a 3-run advantage for the Brewers. And Craig Counsell on his way out of the dugout to go take the ball from Abner Uribe, who has had his toughest outing in the big leagues to date. Not recording an out. Walking 3, hitting a batter, 3 wild pitches as well, and 2 runs home here in the top of the 7th. So U.S. Cellular call, the bullpen has been made. Hobie Milner's coming in. U.S. Cellular is proud to support the Brewers. They want you to enjoy the game, so cheer first and scroll later. U.S. Cellular, built for us. 9-6 your score. Here in the top of the 7th inning, nobody out. And runners on the corners on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
What's in your future? High school graduation? A career change? Returning from military service? Join the ranks of Wisconsin's operating engineers. The 10,000-strong men and women who run heavy equipment, building roads, bridges, schools, and stadiums. Local 139 has programs for high school pre-apprenticeship, adult apprenticeship, and accelerated entry for veterans. With world-class training, great benefits, and family-supporting pay. Go to buildingwisconsintogether.com to learn more.
At Purveya, we do things differently because we're led by doctors who specialize in you. How do we do it? Let's hear from the doctors, just like me, who practice at Purveya.
At Purveya Health, our patients are treated like people.
Not some quota. We're led by doctors.
Not by numbers. That's why before we ever listen to your chest,
we always listen to you.
Purveya Health, doctor-led, specializing in you.
Get your game on at the Island Resort and Casino with first-round picks of your favorite slots and table games. Bring friends and watch your favorite team compete on big screens. Grab game day eats in Team McSee's Sports Bar or celebrate your team's victory in Horizon's Steakhouse. To book your game time at the Island Resort and Casino, call 800-682-6040 today.
Seventh inning, runners on the corners and nobody out for the Padres. And Juan Soto coming to the plate against lefty Hobie Milner, making his 59th appearance of the year. 2-0 with a 2.26 ERA for Hobie. Soto, 1-for-2 with a walk today. Takes a first pitch strike on a curveball from Milner, and it's 0-1. Tough day for Abner Uribe. Did not record an out. Walked three, hit a batter, and three wild pitches for Uribe. And now Milner trying to work his way through this seventh. A one. And he missed inside with a fastball. And the count levels at a ball and a strike. And he's going to have to try and do it through the heart of this order. Soto, Machado, and then Bogarts. 1-1 pitch, and there's a strike with a curveball right at the very bottom of the zone, 1-2. Milner has been such a glue guy in this bullpen for the Brewers over the course of this season. 1-2 pitch. Popped him up. This one in shallow left center, racing out as Adames. He'll make the catch, no tag. And that is a big first down for Hobie Milner here in the top of the seventh. Got that sinker in on the hands of Soto and jammed him and popped him up. And now here's Manny Machado. You can boo Manny Machado all you want, but he's a difficult out. This is one of the best hitters in the National League right now. Double in his last hit bat back in the sixth. And the first pitch from Milner missed outside with a fastball. Didn't miss by much. It's 1-0. He's driven in a run today. He's driven in three in this series. And he represents the tying run at the plate right now. Milner's 1-0 pitch. And there's a curveball in there for a strike. It's 1-1. Milner's 1-1 pitch, and he missed inside. Fastball that time at 89 from Hobie. Tough take for Machado, but he was able to lay off of it. It's 2-1. The pitch swung on and fouled back into the second deck. And it's a two-ball, two-strike count here on Manny Machado. And Machado is going to use his timeout here. So you got Kim at third, Tatis with great speed at first. And a 2-2 count here on Machado. Uses his timeout, takes a little bit of time before he gets back into the box. Milner looks at first the 2-2 pitch, and he popped him up. This one on the infield. Santana racing in. He'll make the catch between first and home. And a huge second out for Hobie Milner. And there is two down now, and Xander Bogaerts the batter. And wouldn't this be a Houdini act by Hobie Milner if he can get out of this with no further damage? Bogaerts is 1-for-3 today. Brewers entered this inning with a 9-4 lead. Padres with a couple of runs without the benefit of a hit in this inning. The pitch. And that one missed just a little bit low and inside with a changeup. It's 1-0.
Well, Machado just got, he just got really friendly with his bat in the cooler.
Slammed his helmet against the wall as well. 1-0 pitch. Dropped a curveball in there for a strike, and it's 1-1. That was some frustration from Manny Machado. He's got his head down right now.
Yeah, the bucket cuts were pretty impressive.
1-1 pitch. Swing and a miss. What a changeup from Hobie Milner. It's 1-2. Hey, you got to give it to Machado. He's passionate, that's for sure. And showing that passion right now in that Padres dugout. But he didn't get the job done in a big spot there for the Padres. As Bogaerts will use his timeout and step out of the box. One ball and two strikes. You're going to hear 36,528 get really loud if Milner can get this final out here. They want this sweep this afternoon in a bad way. 1-2 pitch. Ground ball to second. Terang fields it, tosses the first in time, and the Brewers get out of it. What a job by Hobie Milner to come in and get three straight outs in a very stressful situation here in the top of the seventh. The Padres get two, but the Brewers lead it by three, 9-6. We've reached the stretch here at American Family Field on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Get your game on at the Island Resort and Casino with first-round picks of your favorite slots and table games. Bring friends and watch your favorite team compete on big screens. Grab game day eats in T-McC's Sports Bar or celebrate your team's victory in Horizon's Steakhouse. To book your game time at the Island Resort and Casino, call 800-682-6040 today.
The summer of lower prices continues at Fleet Farm. Take Sprout Vitamin Feed Supplement for livestock. 25-pound bags, now only $19.99. And for you birders, KT Midwest Regional Blend is just $12.99 for a 7-pound bag. Plus, get 12 mega rolls of Quilted Northern Ultra for only $12.99. And enjoy Fleet Farm Beef Jerky for just $8.79 a pack. Look for new lower prices on everything you need for everyday life with price drops at Fleet Farm.
Truck drivers, stay busy and find a job with the home time, paychecks, and predictability you need at Schneider. Our industry-leading selection of driving jobs means you can get the home time that suits your schedule, whether that be daily, weekly, monthly, or something in between. New to truck driving? No problem. Schneider helps new drivers earn their CDL with company-paid CDL training and tuition reimbursement options. Don't wait. Find your perfect driving job today at SchneiderJobs.com. That's SchneiderJobs.com.
Brewers baseball is the sound of summer.
Oh, baby.
This is the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Well, it's a 9-6 Brewers lead as we head to the bottom of the seventh. The seventh inning stretch brought to you by the Island Resort and Casino. Experience that grand slam feeling when you book a getaway to the largest resort north of Milwaukee. Visit islandresortandcasino.com today. Manny Machado is back out on the field, getting ready to play third base here in the bottom of the seventh after a pretty interesting display after he popped up against Hobie Milner in the top of the seventh inning. Took some cuts at the water cooler, slammed his helmet and threw it, and then sat with his head in his hands down in that third base dugout for a while, but He's pretty passionate about not coming through in that big moment for a Padres club that has just never been able to get things going from a momentum standpoint at all, really all season long. This is a team that hasn't had a four-game winning streak all year. You look at this roster, that's just, you can't explain it. This team should be better than they've been, but at some point in late August, you have to say maybe this is who the Padres are. Nick Martinez will stay out there on the mound for San Diego. And Andrew Monasterio will lead things off for the crew. Brewers would love to add to this 9-6 total here. Monasterio 0-for-2 today with a walk and a run scored. Martinez brings home the first pitch. And he misses low and away with a fastball at 93. And it's 1-0. Brewers have action in their bullpen. Trevor McGill and Yoel Piamps getting loose. The 1-0 pitch is swung on and fouled straight back into the net. And it's 1-1. Martinez. The 1-1 delivery. Missed down and away. And it's two balls and a strike. Monasterio's had a pretty good homestand. Three hits and three RBIs coming into today on the stand for Monasterio. 2-1. He took a strike and it's 2-2. I'm not sure we've had a better day for baseball season long. There's been some ties, probably, over the course of the first 130 games. 2-2's down in the dirt. Monasterio has worked the count full at three balls and two strikes. But I can't think of one better, and I'm not sure it's possible. to have a nicer day at the ballpark than the one we've had here today. And the folks here have been treated to a lot of offense and a lot of walks. Been a big part of the storyline in today's game. Three-two pitch. Lined into right field. That's going to get down for a base hit for Monasterio. Monasterio's third hit of this series, and the leadoff man is aboard here in this bottom of the seventh for the Crew. And that'll get Joey Weimer to the plate. He came in and pinch ran in the sixth for Rowdy Tellez after he pinch hit and had that two-run double. So now Weimer gets an opportunity here against Nick Martinez. First pitch to him, and he took low with a changeup. It's 1-0. Don't miss George Webb's double play meal deal. Seven cheeseburgers and two orders of fries for just $16.95. Win or lose, home or away, visit georgewebb.com for locations and details. Martinez looks over his shoulder at Monasterio. And the 1-0 pitch came inside. It's two balls and no strikes. A 9-6 Brewers lead. They've out-hit the Padres 8-6 this afternoon. Here's the 2-0 pitch. And he floated a changeup in there that time for a strike. It's 2-1. Martinez delivers the 2-1 pitch. There goes the runner. Pitch is high. The throw to second is not in time. Monasterio with a stolen base, and he gets himself into scoring position. For every Brewer's stolen base, Delta Dental donates to the Boys and Girls Clubs of Wisconsin. Delta Dental and Delta Vision, two great plans and one name you trust. Bob Melvin thought about challenging that, elected not to. And a 3-1 count here to Weimer at the plate with Monasterio, a big insurance run in scoring position, standing at second. Martinez brings home the pitch and a swing and a tapper behind home plate. Foul. It's 3-2. Had great crowds all weekend long. Again today, 36,528. The Brewers have gone over the 2 million fan mark today. Doing that before September. Going to be another very good year attendance-wise here at American Family Field. And why wouldn't it be? Team running hot right now in first place. Four games clear of the Cubs. Technically 3.5 at the moment. Two pitch and a swing and a foul back off the gear of the catcher Sanchez, and it stays at 3-2. Cubs winners today 10-1 in Pittsburgh. No score between the Reds and the Diamondbacks right now. That game's in the bottom of the second down at Chase Field. Weimer using his timeout here. Martinez, the 3-2 pitch, and a swing and a miss. He struck him out. Got him with a changeup. And there's one away now for Christian Yelich, who is 0-2 today. A couple of walks, once intentional. That was in the sixth inning for Christian Yelich. An RBI opportunity for him right here. Martinez brings home the pitch, and Yelich swings on it and fouls it straight back. And it's 0-1. Had a good cut at that elevated fastball at 93. Yelich is 3-for-9 against Martinez in his career. He's seen him a handful of times. A 1 pitch, and Yelich a chopper but foul at the first baseline. It's quickly 0-2 on him. Celebrate Milwaukee's Hispanic Heritage on Friday the 15th. of September at the Brewers' annual Service Arrows Night presented by Aurora Healthcare. Get your tickets at Brewers.com. 0-2 pitch to Yelich, and it's a chopper on the left side. Going to be a tough play. Kim gets around it, fields it, and throws to first to retire Yelich. But on the play, Monasterio goes to third. He's there with two outs. With Yelich running, that was a tougher play than it might have looked like off the bat. And Kim was played to pull as well, so he had to cover a little bit of ground to get around that ground ball and make that play. But he did it, and did it very well. And here's William Contreras. Had the solo home run back in the first. 1-for-3 today with a walk as well for Contreras. And the pitch in there for a strike, and it's 0-1. Contreras with 7 walks on this homestand. 0-1 pitch. High fly ball, deep left center field. Back goes Soto at the track. It's off the top of the wall. Monasterio will score. Contreras slides headfirst into second with an RBI double. That is a big insurance run for the Brewers. It's 10-6 Crew. Soto got back there. Ballpark just held it. He jumped and just missed it. It hit just below the yellow line out there in front of the Brewers' bullpen on the wall. And Contreras drives in his second run of this game, his 63rd of the season. And that is a huge insurance run for the Crew. Pyomp sits down. McGill is now warming in the Brewers' pen. And here's Santana. First pitch. Missed inside. It's 1-0. $75 to the Mac Fund. Courtesy of West Spin, the silver lining. Here's the 1-0 pitch, and Santana swings on it and fouls it back. And another almost one-handed catch. I think the fan ended up dropping it. Good effort. One ball and one strike on Santana. He's had a good day. Officially 1-for-2 with a double. 2 walks and an RBI. 1-1, and he took low. 2 balls and a strike on Carlos Santana. 8-game hitting streak now for Santana. Martinez, 2-1 pitch. Missed way inside. It's 3-1. The Brewers' trade acquisitions at the deadline of Santana and Canna have been absolutely incredible over the last 2 weeks. Putting up really big numbers for the Brewers. 3-1 pitch. Santana rolls one to first. Cooper has it. Underhand toss to Martinez covering, and the inning is over. But the Brewers get a huge insurance run on the RBI double from William Contreras. 10-6 Crew as we head to the eighth on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Hi, Jan from Toyota here.
Hi, Jan. My friends keep posting photos in their new Toyotas. Summer's almost over, and I've got FOMO.
Well, FOMO, no mo. Because Toyota's national sales event is on, and it's the perfect time to squeeze out the last of summer in a new Tacoma, Highlander, Camry, and more.
I can't wait to post photos of myself grilling at the park with my new RAV4.
I will meet you there.
Well done, Jan.
Toyota, let's go places. See your participating Toyota dealer for details. Dealer inventory may vary. Event ends September 5th.
Do you trust your insurance agent? Do you trust your insurance company? Well, you'd better. Because all they've really sold you is a promise. A promise to be there when things go bad. To step up and put everything back the way it was. So, if you don't trust your insurance company, maybe it's time to find one you do trust. West Bend. The worst brings out our best. Visit thesilverlining.com to find out more.
At Annex Wealth Management, we believe every portfolio tells a story. After all, we've analyzed thousands. Some reflect diligence and fortitude. Others, a mishmash of overlapping investments. When Annex reviews your portfolio, we spot what works, what might not, and then provide unbiased suggestions free from sales commissions. Every portfolio tells a story. Let's work on yours. Investment, retirement, tax, and estate planning. As a fee-only fiduciary, that's our story. Head to annexwealth.com.
Mr. Baseball here. Injured in an accident? Call Hupie and Abraham. Winner, it's free, guaranteed. Hupie and Abraham. 1-800-800-5678. Hupie.com.
Spend Friday night at the Diamond with a special Brewers half-off five-county Friday ticket offer. Fans living in Milwaukee, Waukesha, Racine, Washington, and Ozaukee counties can claim their seats for half price. Get your tickets at brewers.com/5county. Trevor McGill is on for the crew. It's a 10-6 Brewers lead. Looking to sweep on this Sunday afternoon. And back in with the play-by-play. Here's Jeff Levering.
Thank you so much, Lane. Trevor McGill, after that extra run came across, thanks to William Contreras. He comes in, first pitch is down and in on Garrett Cooper. I think strike throwing is critical right now for Trevor McGill. We saw Abner Uribe really struggle with his command for the first time in that seventh. Hit by pitch, three walks, three wild pitches. And then Hobie Milner came in and restored order. First one is fouled away, 1-on-1 on that fastball from McGill. 10-6 Milwaukee. Seven runs, sixth inning. Big-time difference in this contest as Luis Garcia plays catch for the Padres. Line drive to center field. Weimer can't get there. He fields it on a bounce. Leadoff single by Garrett Cooper on a 100-mile-an-hour fastball from Trevor McGill. Well, back and forth we go. And Gary Sanchez, a two-run homer for him in the second, is coming up. Sixth time in eight innings that the Padres have had the leadoff batter on base. First one is Sanchez. And a swing and a foul. And that one got a piece of Ramon DeJesus. Second time in as many innings that DeJesus has been clipped with a foul ball. Weimer got him in the bottom of the seventh inning. That was straight off the crosshairs of his mask. This one off of the chin of that face mask. 0-1 to Sanchez. Swing and a miss. There's the slider. Nothing and two on Sanchez. And Trevor McGill has changed up his breaking ball. At first it was a knuckle curve. And he certainly didn't want anybody calling it a slider. And then he started throwing a little tighter pitch. And now he's kind of in between both of them. That one low and in the dirt. That was that same slider is what the track man is calling it. It's got that slider action. Robert Suarez has joined Luis Garcia in the Padres bullpen. Whatever he wants to call it, that's what we'll go with. All I know is that it's nasty. 1-2 pitch. Flair, shallow center. Weimer can't get it. It's a base hit. So back-to-back hits against McGill. That one not hit hard at all. Just muscled out to shallow center. Sal Frelick, the right fielder, couldn't go get it. And Weimer was the closest man to it. Unfortunately, it fell between the two of them. A good pitch by McGill. Just too much strength from Gary Sanchez. First and second. Four-run lead for the Brewers. It's Trent Grisham. First one to Grisham. Swing and a miss. Very late on a fastball at 1-on-1. Grisham got on base in the seventh inning to start against Uribe. Got hit by a pitch and scored on a wild pitch. He's four for his last 46 at the plate. 0-1. Foul back again. Another 100-mile-an-hour fastball. McGill throwing a ton of strikes. Nine pitches. Seven have caught the strike zone. Trying to put away Grisham as McGill wants a new baseball. McGill, who works from the first base side of the rubber. Starts with that closed stance and the 0-2. Check swing. He went on a slider. That's strike three. One gone after an Orthopedic Associates of Wisconsin strikeout. Matthew Batten is the hitter.